well rated. It was talked up as one of the better Pakenham Cups in recent times, with some strong form lines holding on through the spring carnival, and Jai was able to roll along on our big mic and take the race in dominant fashion. He joins us this morning. Congratulations and well done, Jai.
Thanks, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Oh, always a pleasure, and always a pleasure, I suppose, for you to be talking to us on a Sunday morning, because it means something good has happened on a Saturday. Take us through, first of all, the situation that got you aboard Big Mike for the Cup.
Yeah, so as it's been noted, Noel had a fall at Sandown that looked pretty nasty. I think, thankfully, he is okay, but unable to fulfil his engagement in yesterday's Pakenham Cup, and therefore, I picked up the ride on Thursday.
He looks like a reasonably uncomplicated horse, but when you pick up the ride in a feature race at short notice, how do you go about preparing for it? What sort of background research do you do?
I was lucky enough that Sean, who is Craig's son, he was able to send me a few replays, and I got to know the horse by watching them. And look, his pattern is pretty simple. He is a front runner, and yeah, everything went to plan yesterday.
It was a race full of front runners, though, Jai. I think all our speed maps were kind of screwed up a little bit because we had Palot Desai and Dal Harold and Runaway, and I think everyone had our Big Mic somewhere there, but it was pretty clear-cut early what you were able to achieve, wasn't it?
Yeah, I agree, Matt. I was a little bit worried with the amount of speed that did appear on paper, but I was very positive from the gates in knowing that, and I think that was one of the parts that won him the race.
And how did you feel turning for home? Because your horse just looked to be travelling, and there was a few off the bit a long way out, and you just sort of cruised into the top of the straight, and looked like there was plenty of juice left in the tank, and he really found the line well.
Yeah, Connections told me pre-race that he can sustain a really good gallop, and they wanted me to put the pressure on early and not leave anything in the tank, and it is a long way up that Pakenham straight when you do kick a few lengths clear at that stage.
Hey, just something I mentioned earlier about Pakenham and the wide open spaces and how the fields tend to spread out. It wasn't a case because they're all in your rearview mirror in the cup on our big mic, but just generally, it just seems like such a refreshing shift out of town for this big meeting on such a spacious track where there seem to be limited hard luck stories.
Yeah, I agree. It was a terrific day of racing yesterday. I think there was plenty of people there. The track was in great condition, and it was a great day.
When you're trying to establish yourself as a senior rider, how important do you think it is to be able to show your versatility and roll along on a front runner, or produce the ducking and weaving rides? Is it important to build that artillery of rides that you can display you're capable of producing?
Yeah, it's a big asset to be able to be able to achieve everything, and I like to think that. Majority of the time I can get it right, and thankfully I did yesterday.
Jai, how do you see your career and development progressing? You're 24 now, you had a really good apprenticeship, you've picked up some good rides for Weary over the spring, you've developed a good association with Anthony Friedman. How do you feel your career's tracking?
Yeah, I feel as though I'm achieving a lot of my goals at the moment, and I'm building up quite a good support base, and I come close to winning a Group 1 up in Sydney in the Metropolitan early in the spring this year. So I'm hoping that, next year or maybe a little bit further down the track that I can keep achieving my goals.
Trent mentioned that you're 24. It's actually a special day in terms of you actually turning 24 today, if my information's right. Are we to wish you a happy birthday today?
Yeah, correct, Warren. Thank you. I'll be halfway to 50 next year.
That's a good way of looking
which
at it.
Which is pointing out exactly the demographic that Warren and I are in. Are you at Werribee today?
I am at Werribee today. I've got a couple of nice rides, including Master Zephyr in the Werribee Cup.
Looks like a good ride. What did you make of his most recent performance? Perhaps a glimmer of hope there?
Yeah, I think he's been running well. You know that he's going to be able to sustain the 2,000 metre gallop, and he's drawn a nice barrier in four, so we'll see how we go.
What's the feeling about going to Werribee? It's been under the hammer lately for various reasons, and the cup itself has been a sort of an up and down sort of thing in the last 15 or 20 years. Going back to race at Werribee, I guess a lot of people are wondering how things are going to play out down there.
Yeah, I've raced at Werribee quite a bit over my career, and I actually don't think I've had a Werribee Cup ride yet, so it'll be interesting to see how the day turns out, but yeah, I don't have a problem with Werribee at all.
Gee, you've got a strong hand right throughout the day, small fields throughout the day. I think a number of your horses are going to be either favoured or very close to it. You kick off with Medicine Ball in a modest maiden over 2,000 metres, only a field of four there. What are your thoughts?
Blinkers are coming off today, just over race, a little bit last start in them. Drawn the one, which in a field of four is a little bit tricky, but hopefully I can begin well, get into a similar role as I did on our Big Mike yesterday, and hopefully, yeah, Medicine Ball can get the job done.
Creative Harmony is also one of your, what appears on paper, strong rides, heading to Werribee to have its first run for the Galagotis camp, and you trialled him at Cranbourne recently. What sort of a feel did he give you?
Yeah, I've trialled him twice at Cranbourne, and he gives me the feeling of a stayer, hence why Peter has opted for the 1,400 metres first up. I think that he'll be fit enough for this assignment today and drawn a good barrier in one.
There in races one and three. In race four, you're on Run Pam Run. How fast is Pam going to run today?
Hopefully very fast, Warren, yeah. I think it's quite a competitive little race. Obviously the top weight is going to be hard to beat. We've drawn five or seven, but I'm hopeful that she can run well as well.
Talked about Master Zephyr in the Cup. Sokomo's been scratched by Anthony Friedman. You've got Siege Warfare for Robbie Lang in the last. What are your thoughts on him?
I don't know a lot about him yet. I obviously just picking him up this morning. I haven't had a chance to have a look at his form yet, but I will get that done before I go into the races. But he's drawn a good barrier in three and over the 1,100 metres there. It shouldn't be an issue to be in a good position and hopefully be hitting the line.
It's a strong hand right throughout the day, Jai. We'll just take a break shortly and have a look at your price in the Jockeys Challenge. But importantly, thanks for joining us and congratulations on a terrific day yesterday.
Thanks, Warren. Thanks for having me.